How are they feeling in the inner sanctum? Let's find out. Their assistant coach, David Teague, joins us. Morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, David. The morning after. Look, it was a tough night last night, no doubt about that. But as you've thought about it overnight, what's your thought about where Adelaide's placed? Did you achieve what you thought that group was capable of? Or, like Don Pike said last night, it just feels as if it's not quite the target you were aiming for?
Oh, it's definitely not the target we were aiming for. We probably, at the start of the year, felt like we were a top four team. And then once you get to top four, you give yourself a chance. So, and when the way the season's worked out, I've got no doubt, at our best, we could have won it. We can compete with any team that's still left in the finals. Probably last year we sat there and thought, yeah, Hawthorn are probably still a class above the rest of the competition, where this year I think it's very even. And on our day, I still believe that we had the talent and the game plan to win it. Unfortunately, last night we came up against a team that were really ready to go. They hit us hard in the contest early, beat us there. And then our ability to handle that pressure and some of our ball use just got their belief really going. And in the end, they were too good on the night. But in the bigger picture, over the whole season, we definitely believe that we're good enough to be in the last four and even into the grand final. We think we could match with anyone.
I feel for coaches, David, particularly in the roles that you have there at the high level of AFL, because watching the Crows in that pre-game warm-up, they looked like as if they had perfect touch. And that's 45 minutes and 30 minutes before the game. But could you have ever expected... You knew what Sydney was going to rebound, but could you have ever expected that sort of reaction from the Swans?
Oh, absolutely. No, we thought that's what they were going to deliver. We know they're a proud club. And you look at the names of the guys going through there, and Kennedy, Hanbury, Parker. Mitchell's probably a little bit younger, but those guys have done it for a while. They're not young kids coming up. They're seasoned footballers. And when they get beat last week, you know they're going to respond. And the challenge for us was to match it. And probably just the disappointing thing for us is, I've got no doubt our guys tried, but we just couldn't match it when the heat was really on. We just couldn't match it, particularly around, I think we end up losing ground balls by about 30, contested ball by 30. And we just couldn't handle their physicality and their intensity around the contest.
So that leaves the question, if that's the template of what a top four, a premiership contending midfield looks like, what does Adelaide need to match that midfield?
Yeah, look, I mentioned their midfielders, and they're the guys that probably set the scene, but that contested ball and ground ball was over the whole ground. It wasn't just a midfield thing. It was once the ball left the area, it was our ability to then spread and outnumber and get to the next contest and win those contests. So I'm not probably saying, I'm definitely not saying it was as a midfield issue, but it definitely is a challenge. That's where their strength was. And at the end of the day, I think when three of them or four of them had over 30 touches at his half, they handballed the ball through us, and our ability then to stick our tackles and lock the ball in, we probably tackled our intent to tackle, and that's where you look at it, you go, the players are trying. They tried really hard. We're trying to tackle. They were just really strong. They got the extra one out. So it probably just shows that we're a little bit off in that area, and we've got the players we think are capable of doing that. We've got to get another year, and we've got to get better at it, but it was a really good learner, and obviously you don't want to lose, but we learned that what the level is required, and that's going to be what grand final's about, is being able to win that contest. And at this stage, it showed under the pressure we're probably just off at this stage.
So you're a believer that midfield needs time rather than an injection of new talent?
Oh, I think so. I believe in our talent. I think we've got a really talented group. Adding another player to that group, if it's a high quality player, obviously is only going to enhance it. But in terms of the group we've got, no, I believe in that. I think we've probably one or two, maybe one or two inside-outside midfielders. We've probably got Sloaney, Richard Douglas. Brad Crouch, I think, is only going to get better.
True.
Give him another pre-season, and we say it probably every year, but his continuity hasn't been there.
That's true.
Matt Crouch, in the way he plays, he's only going to get better, and I think he's had an outstanding year anyway. So, look, I've got a lot of belief in that group, and even watching a Charlie Cameron play, probably
speed,
more on the wing in the second half, as a forward line coach, I'm not sure I'm going to have him next year, because he was outstanding. He was our best player by that far, and he really excited on the wing.
He can burn the grass, can't he, when he starts running? There is flames coming off his heels.
Yeah, but what he does offensively, and things happen. He missed a couple of kicks, but things happen. But it's the defensive. He burns the grass as quick to get at the opposition. And a couple of times when he was out on the wing, he was 20 metres off the guy they handballed, and he gets there quick and he presses them. And I've got no doubt we'll cut some clips of that and take it to pre-season and say, this is what we expect. When you're behind the ball and the team's going to handball mode, this is how we come forward, and we come forward with speed. So I thought Charlie, as a young player, really stood up when the pressure was really on. And as a coach, you're really proud when you see a young guy do that. You're proud of any guy. They all tried hard. But when they actually can execute under that pressure, it's really a good feeling as a coach.
Now, David, I consider you to be the George Washington of AFL coaching ranks. You couldn't tell a lie. Now, tell us, was Josh Jenkins 100% right?
Look, he definitely wasn't 100% right, but he was in a position that he was capable of playing. And once you put your hand up, he was in better nick this week than he was going into last week's game. So
how long has this been going on with him and his ankle?
Oh, it's been a while. He's carried it for a fair while. But what probably gets underestimated is Grundy's outstanding one-on-ones and his body work. And if you watch the game from behind the goals, they just locked down, and Rampage did a really good job. They just locked down, and our forwards couldn't get off them. And when the ball's not coming in quick and you're king into a contest and the team's very good at locking down, it makes it really hard. Now, I've got no doubt Josh would have loved to have played better, and probably even, I'm not sure, he probably was disappointed that he didn't execute at his best on when it mattered most. But the pressure they put on the ball and the way we kicked the ball forward, it made it hard for him. But as I mentioned, we lost contests, and that was not only around the middle of the ground. We lost contests in our forward line where we just needed to be better, and something that I know the group are going to continue to work on.
So is that an ankle that's going to require some sort of surgery in the off-season?
Probably. I'm not sure. I don't know yet, but my guess is a lot of players, I don't think it'll be major surgery. It might be one of those clean-out type surgeries. I've got no doubt there's quite a few players that now will be looking at that next stage, and the fact that he's had it for quite a while, and he's had it in the past. It's not a new injury. He's had it in other seasons. I've got no doubt there'll be some form of maintenance, whether it's just recovery, rest and recovery, or whether it needs surgery, I dare say, in the next week.
So so the fans understand that, how do you make that assessment of risk versus value of playing a guy who clearly has something that needs to be dealt with?
Yeah, look, it's a really good one. And excuse me, that's the balancing act. Once they put their hand up, they're declaring themselves capable of playing. Now, they may not be able to play at their absolute best, but probably as a match committee, what you come to the decision is his ability to play at 90% better than the next guy that can come in, in terms of balance for the whole group. And we were very comfortable. We didn't debate it. When Josh got through training this week, he's got through training the last 5 weeks, he's put his hand up. Even last week, some of his ability to compete in North Melbourne 2v1, just get it to ground, is something we rate very highly in our group. Now, to the average punter, they probably want to see him mark it. But we know that if he can get it to the ground and bring out in our small players and allow us to get pressure and lock it in our front half, that's really important. So he's been able to do that for a long period of the year for us, even though he probably hasn't been moving at the level that he would have loved to have been able to do. But in terms of picking the team, there was no debate about that. We were comfortable that he was going to be able to give us a contest and get the ball to ground.
Jake Lever came home in a moon boot, David, we believe. Do you know the outcome or the situation there?
It's an ankle. He hurt something in his ankle. I think it was late in the second. He tried to warm up after the halftime break, and then we got the message up the line that no, he can't go. So I'm not sure of the actual details of the injury, but it's an ankle injury.
You know how it works, David, when you have a loss, everyone comes out, gives their opinions on why you lost and where you need to improve. Can I play a bit of audio that you probably haven't heard from Matthew Lloyd, respected, you know, commentator, of course, great player back in the day. Had some interesting thoughts on Sam Jacobs. Love to get your thoughts on his thoughts.
You start looking at what Adelaide need moving forward, and I will get to that after the game, but I think a ruckman is number one for them, Jacobs. I think the game might have gone past him. Looks really slow up against these two young ruckmen.
Too harsh?
Oh, I think so. Sam's been an outstanding player for us over time, and I've got no doubt he's going to be a very important part of our future. So every time we have Sam Jacobs named as our first ruck as a coach, I'm extremely comfortable. So, Matthew he might have his reasons. Probably, if anything, the challenge for us as a coaching group is Sam plays high minutes in the ruck when you come up against guys that maybe play 50-50 and test you out on the move. That's going to be a challenge for our team going forward. But right now, our best mix is Sam playing 85% of the ruck as we really value him around the ball.
So on that, was he another who might have been under a bit of duress last night?
I don't think so. He had that ankle injury late in the season. And going into games now, very few are 100%. But as far as I know, he trained well going into the game. And from what the way he was moving, he looked to be moving it pretty well. So I think he was fine.
It's quite an effort from Daniel Talia, and he was under duress to play out that second half. What does it say about him as an emerging leader in that group?
Oh, look, that's what finals are about. And you hear about the great story. You hear about a Dermot Brereton getting injured and then stepping up and finding a way to get the job done. And Daniel had to do that for us as a leader. He'd hurt himself. Now, we were lucky that we had Kyle Harding and they could go over and did a pretty good job on Franklin with the way the ball was coming in. And then Daniel could go on to the resting ruckman, which probably helped a little bit. But, it shows strength of character, shows how much he cares about the team. He wanted to do whatever he could for the team. Now, again, I don't know whether he would have been able to play the following week had we won. But at that stage, he said, what I need to do now is get out there, especially when Jake went down. I need to get out there and just try and find a way. And to be honest, he did a pretty good job considering he probably lacked his leg speed, which is very important in the game.
So how would you sum up the year then?
It's a great question. Right now, you feel disappointed. We believed in this group and the group believed in themselves. And we think our best was capable of really competing against the best. So to know that we finished sixth, you probably feel we've underachieved. We've taken step forwards in certain areas. And probably the challenge now is how quick we can make it go from six this year, how quick we can get from six to up to one and two. That's where we want to be. That's where we believe we belong. How we do it, how we educate it, how we teach it, how we train it. That's the next step forward for us. And it's going to be a really important one because there's no doubt that the group have got talent, the group have got will. They tried really hard last night. They've tried really hard all year. We haven't had a game where we've gone out. We've probably had some bad losses, but we haven't gone out there and lost a game we shouldn't have lost on the back of just not turning up and not trying. This group have been through a lot. They're very resilient. And as a coach, you're really proud to go to work with guys like that.
Well, there's a really numbing point where, as Dom Pipe said last night, is you start all over again at 0-0, and it's an enormous amount of work to get closer and closer to that premiership, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. That's probably the bit right now that we're probably struggling to swallow. Is we believe we're in a position and we've got a group that could get there, and there's no certainties next year. There's no you're going to play finals next year. There's a lot of hard work. Now, we had a great run with injury this year. There's a lot of things that went well. We had a really good high-performance team that set up a great program. So in terms of what the club's got, it is a foundation to continue. Now, it's 2 years of playing finals. The coach, I think, spoke about believing that it takes over time. You've got to do it over time. Well, we've got the foundation now. We've got to now start taking the next steps going forward and finding those little 1% and 2%ers here and there to get us from sixth to first, because that's where we want to be. And as I've mentioned earlier, throughout this, there's a strong belief that we can be there, that we can do it.
David, we appreciate your time. You gave us plenty of thrills on the field during the year, and you've been sensational to us on the roast all year, so we do appreciate that. Before I let you go, just a hypothetical, one-word answer. If you're in the schoolyard, you've got two players to pick from. It's one's O'Meara, one is Rockcliffe. Which one are you going for?
O'Meara.
Okay, thank
you. Here's the big question. Who wins the flag from here?
It's a really interesting one. I think the scheduling will make it really hard for Sydney versus Geelong. 6 days into that, I understand the reasoning behind it. I'm not sure if it's the right way to go in terms of Geelong finishing higher, but I think that makes it really hard. I think Sydney are a very good team. If Sydney get through and then have 8 days into the final, I reckon they'll be tough to beat. But it's a really interesting one. I'm really excited by GWS and the Bulldogs, what they've been able to achieve. And it could be a game of defence versus their speed in offence in those two teams. So probably the winner of the Geelong-Sydney game, is my guess.
Appreciate your time again. Thanks, David. You've been sensational. Thanks, David.
Not a problem at all, and thanks to all our supporters for their support throughout the year. I know the players love it, so we really appreciate that. Mm.